I go back in there with another armload of shirts, ready to be hung on the rack, and the same sense of cold and quiet washes over me. And I looked up. This one was crouched on the top shelf, leaning over, holding on the ledge with its long fingers, with black claw-like nails biting into the ledge. That is just part of what you'll hear in this week's EPP bonus episode of Real Ghost Stories Online, available at ghostpodcast.com and through Patreon. Want more? Let's go back to the beginning. You could say I'm a Wiccan. I'm better classified as a green witch. I'm not the only gifted witch in the family. I've seen and spoken to spirits since I was very small. I can feel what others are feeling, and sometimes dream of things that will come to pass. I don't like touching people. I don't want to know their secrets. My mother can hear them and occasionally see them. Before she closed her mind to her gifts, she was also able to know what was going to happen. My older sister and youngest niece are into the darker crafts, blood spells, animal sacrifices, and they've learned how to manipulate others' emotions. My sister sent a shadow person after me when I found out what she was doing and told her that she would get what she sends out. I guess that marked me for some of the darker entities. Most spirits I encounter are just lonely or curious. The spirits at the facility that I work at usually just stop and stare now and then. I work in a government building that used to be an encampment for Germans during World War II. We've had a coworker die here within the last 5 years. He stays in the building he died in, but waves when I come to visit. I'm very empathic, and sometimes I'm able to pick up thoughts. The older I get, the stronger the gifts seem to get. Some people I get attune. My husband and my youngest son are some of the ones with whom I hear music. Usually low, but beautiful. My oldest son is like me, but not as strong. He can see them, but doesn't seem to hear them. Back on track. I've been having issues with two creatures, and yes, I do mean creatures. They aren't human, and never have been human. I get a sense of wickedness from them. Even writing about them gives me goosebumps. They first appeared 2 years ago and popped up when I least expect it. I can tell when they've entered a room because everything goes quiet, which includes my emotions I get from the people in my house. My husband was away on travel, and my children and I are alone in the house. The kids were in their room asleep, but I was still up reading in my bed with just a reading lamp lighting my room. The house goes quiet, which frightens me. Anyway, because I'm used to a certain feel to my family. I happened to look over and see this child. I knew it wasn't mine because my children are in bed asleep. I couldn't tell if it was male or female. Upon looking at the child, I noticed it is very pale, and the skin seems stretched. Where its eyes should be are empty, black pits. Somehow, it knew I was looking at it, and it smiled. I've never been more afraid. It looked like sharp razor blades. I say the chant that I say at my altar every morning, calling on the elements to look over myself and my family, envisioning myself and family being bathed in pure, white, healing light. The thing disappears. Terrified, I check on the children to make sure that it didn't go to them. Only saw this particular entity one other time. That was when I went to the cemetery to visit my great-grandmother's grave. It didn't make a move, but I could tell it was looking at me. The second creature and first encounter so far were in my closet. I can't remember where my husband was at that time. My children were outside playing and I was folding clothes and putting them away. My closet is a large walk-in with a shelf on top that I keep my towels at. I'd already been in there hanging up my husband's clothes without incident. I go back in there with another armload of shirts ready to be hung on the rack, and the same sense of cold and quiet washes over me. And I looked up. This one was crouched on the top shelf, leaning over, holding on the ledge with its long fingers, with black claw-like nails biting into the ledge. It seemed oddly positioned, bones longer than a human, with its thin gray skin stretched across its bones, patchy stringy hair hanging from its head. Some black holes where its eyes should be, like the child's, smiling a greasy razor blade smile at me. Just a foot from my face, I yell at it to leave. Want to hear more about that story and all of the stories in this week's EPP bonus episode? then become an EPP, extra podcast person at ghostpodcast.com. In addition to getting all the bonus episodes of our program and advanced episodes of the show, you'll also get a free e-copy of our Amazon best-selling book, Real Ghost Stories, Haunting Encounters Told by Real People. You'll have access to a FastPass email address to send your stories to the front of the line for consideration on the show. Exclusive video content and a whole lot more. Sign up to be an EPP. It's only $5 a month at ghostpodcast.com. That support keeps us on the air. Sign up at ghostpodcast.com or through Patreon. The links are at ghostpodcast.com.